U.S. halting a shipment of weapons. A White House official says thousands of bombs were due to be delivered last week. John Swinney's been officially sworn in as Scotland's first minister. The SNP leader's now expected to appoint his new cabinet. The Court of Appeals heard the man who killed three people in last summer's Nottingham attacks should have his sentence changed to one of life in prison. Valdo Calacane was given a hospital order after admitting the manslaughter of Barnaby Webber, Grace O'Malley Kumar and Ian Coates. Deanna Heer KC has laid out the Attorney General's case that it's unduly lenient.
The exceptional level of seriousness of the offences was such that the case required the imposition of a sentence with a penal element, an element of punishment.
Judges will make a decision at a later date. The media regulator says it'll require social media companies to alter algorithms and improve age checks to better protect children online. Ofcom's published a code of practice for tech firms as part of the Online Safety Act. But Lisa Kenevan, whose 13-year-old son Isaac died after copying a dangerous challenge, feels ignored.
This law has been put in place, but there's nothing really changed as such, which is frustrating for us as parents. It's almost like an insult to us as well, because we've put in so much work.
Banking group TSB has announced it's closing 36 branches. Bosses say they're axing 250 jobs to cut costs. And England footballer Jack Grealish has been fined £666 for speeding last year. The Manchester City star was travelling at 44 miles per hour in a 30 zone in Worcestershire. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Kat.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather. It's beautiful today, 19 degrees, sunny intervals and light winds. It's going to be the same, really, up until Sunday. And you get it Saturday and Sunday at a whopping 22 degrees. Enjoy the sunshine. On Monday, it's looking like you might get a little bit of rain, possibly, and it'd be a bit more cloudy. But the next couple of days are going to be glorious.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very, very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix and 98 FM. It is Girls Aloud. This is Love Machine.
Before as long as I take next time. Russian ghosts, and they're coming round the track to haunt me. When she looks at me and laughs, I remind her of the fact I'm the king of rock and roll completely. Up from sweet shoes, my baby blues. You were never fleet of foot, hippie. All the pathos you can keep for the children in the street, for the vision I've had. This sweet thing, new broom, this room, sweet clean room.
Like some Roman statue. FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Found a sense of peace in our love. Learned to separate ourselves from us. We had pain when life gets too much, and I'm so proud of where we have come from.
things are gonna change, and not for better. Don't know what it means to me, but it's hopeless, hopeless. Gotta get you home, could be with anyone. I think of what I've done, you know it all. Everything is everything. The more I talk about it, the less I do control. Everything means everything. Can't understand a word. I'm from the stubborn saying. The things I do possess, sometimes they own me too. Oh, what they gonna do to me? I think it's hopeless, hopeless. What I can't explain, I'm sure you get it well. Since I always wanted, I always wanted you. Everything is everything. The more I talk about it, the less I do control. Everything means everything. Can't understand a word. Half of the stuff I'm saying.
Bob, my life story. That microphone's a lovely one, Bob. But go on that mic.
Okay.
It's lovely to see you, Bob. Oh, is that your crash out or is it Mike's?
No,
it's Mike's, isn't it?
Nothing to do with me. It's
I thought you'd come in on a bike. Do you know what? I went out into the kitchen and I thought, I can smell cigarette smoke. And then I thought I was having one of those moments where, you know, I'm about to drop down dead.
Yeah.
I did have an hallucination the other night.
Did you?
Yes, I saw a shape.
Ooh.
Again, and this one was like a snowflake. And then I looked it up and it's meant to be that you're meant to feel peaceful. But I do actually, I've told you before on air, but I do actually see things.
You do see things.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're as real as Bob sitting in front of me, but they're normally shapes or little objects that disappear up into the ceiling. It's very, and you can get it between waking and sleeping. And I think what it is where your brain sees something and it tries to make sense of it, and then you see shapes.
Okay.
Don't look at me like that. I'm not going to go. You're scared, aren't you?
I see bottles.
Bottoms? Sorry? Bottles. Oh, is that bottles of wine just floating? That's actually when you just get out of bed and trip over.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, I'll just slide on them. Yeah.
Is it a nice glass of red is your favourite?
Oh, definitely.
And what is it, a Malbec or a Shiraz?
Malbec.
It's
my favourite.
It's nice, isn't
yes, it?
Shiraz is a bit dirty in the world of wines, actually.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yes. It's like the drunken aunt, they call it, of the red wine world.
I'm no connoisseur, but I know what I like.
Yes, yeah, so like Malbec is quite rather rounded, and then you've got to like the Chardonnay, and then you've got Pinot Grigio, which everyone used to drink back in the day. But I always find that's why I like. Yeah, I find that a little bit acidic.
Yeah, it's green,
I need to get somebody on who knows about wine. So they come in and they go, yeah, it's lovely to meet you. Where's the wine for me to taste?
Yeah.
It was a 4-hour show. I should have been off air an hour ago.
This one has hints of strawberries and black. Where's it gone?
Joe's outside going, I want to do the drive time show. Clear off, Joe.
Oh,
dear, yeah, never mind.
You do have fun on your show, don't you? You've had some good guests in lately.
I know,
you?
Yes, I know. Amazing. It's been busy. Fairground attraction. Yeah. She was funny. She used a very funny word yesterday for meaning uptight.
Okay.
Which was to do with the bottom area, which did make me laugh. I do apologise if you were listening, but it wasn't a swear word or anything like that.
Right.
But she was right on it. She was a feisty woman.
Yeah.
Luckily, my line of questioning managed to bring them back in, her and Mark Nevin, who's the writer as well on Fairground Attraction.
Yeah. Yeah.
So once they started talking about, you know, working together and the stuff that they're doing, then, you know. Mm. But I can imagine if she wasn't interested, she'd tell you where to go.
Right.
If you'd have done a bad job, you'd have gone like off the wall. And the other played a song earlier is Bird, and you can see her next Tuesday at Hotbox. She's amazing. She's a cellist, but she's also a singer and writes beautiful, just beautiful music.
Okay.
So she's playing Hotbox next Tuesday. I think it's only £11 ticket.
Yeah,
so which is really good, with George Bone on support as well.
Mm, very good.
Mm.
You going?
I am going to go.
Ooh,
yes, I definitely want to go because I love Hotbox for a venue. And, you know, you need to support music. It's I know it's £11 and, you know, we're in a difficult situation at the moment with costs. But
it's not a lot nowadays, really, is it, to go and see some live entertainment?
No, and you probably bought a coffee. I mean, the other week I bought a coffee for two people, okay, for myself and my friend.
Yeah.
And it was £6.
I know. Yeah.
And yet people don't want to pay for, like, music or, you know.
What did I get? Two coffees and a piece of cake, £10 something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm terrible. Every time I go out and I look at the prices for, like, sandwiches or lunches, I'm just like, I'm not paying that. I walk around the supermarket, I'm not paying that,
Oh, yeah, I'm doing that.
I do that all the time. Yeah, not paying a fiver for a meal. What's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
And people just sort of begin to look at you differently.
Yeah, I just live on potatoes now.
Well, I think the thing is, I've started eating baked beans, which I never used to have, and I burnt the top of my mouth yesterday on baked beans and sausages in a tin, but a big tin, no, shut up, you can do, that makes like a breakfast or a lunch for 2 days.
Yeah.
And I know it sounds, you're all buying whole chicken and then, you know, I think that Bootstrap, she's called Bootstrap something or other, you'll find her recipes online, and they're for people that are really on a budget.
Okay.
And how to make stuff go further.
You can eat economically, but most people, I'm sure most people just go through supermarkets picking things up without looking at the price. But I'm like a hawk on it.
Yeah.
That was only £1 last week.
Yeah.
It's £2.50 now. What's happened there?
Things like your butter and you know, things like that have gone up. And I do try. I mean, at the moment, I've bought some fruit and I've bought some spinach, which I'm trying to chuck into whatever I'm having, like a sandwich or whatever, and just eating a bowl of it. It's some horrible stuff. But, you know, all the fruit and vegetables are just really, they're just so expensive.
Mm.
And that's why people just eat a load of old rubbish.
Mm, possibly.
Yeah.
Or it's laziness.
Yeah. Back in the day, you see, people have more time, you know, like my mum. And your mum probably had more time to be in the kitchen. They weren't having to go to work as well.
That's right.
It's a different world.
I go through phases. I'll go through healthy eating, all sort of prepared from scratch food.
Yep.
And then I can't be bothered. I buy box food, you know.
Yeah.
And it's horrible.
You're meant to be doing batches. I think that's what, I mean, I know it sounds boring, but people like cook and you go, right, I've made a curry and I'm going to freeze it. And, you know, I started putting bread. Somebody said to me, they called me a pensioner because I'm putting bread in the freezer.
That's quite
normal. Do, because I think, well, my own, I don't want to have a whole loaf of bread. I'm going to put some in. My mum used to freeze milk. She'd freeze anything, not even stuff that was meant to be frozen. And then she'd serve it up and you'd be like, what is this? I don't think it's meant to be frozen, mum. I've still got in my cupboard, actually, because I'm a bit peculiar with stuff that I keep. I've got a lot, obviously, in my mum and dad's stuff, and they're both not here anymore. And there was a Fray Bentos pie, and my mum never ate Fray Bentos pies.
Mm.
I think she must have bought it for an emergency, but she would never, ever eat that type of rubbish. Yeah. And yet I've still got it in my cupboard, and it's about 9 years out of date. And she only died literally 4 years ago. But it was off when she had it. But for some reason, that and a bag of chestnuts, which also reached my mum, I can't let them go. They're in my cupboard.
You need to do an unboxing video and open it and cook it and survive.
I don't think it would. I don't know. Maybe it would be all right, but it is about 9 years.
Yeah, it should be all right if it's in a tin.
Well, it has an expiry date. Christ knows when she bought it.
That'll be fine, Michelle. Go on.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, you have it for your dinner tonight. We'll see if you're in tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. I'm very chatty today. I don't know why. I feel like I could do a show on talk radio and get people to ring in and have a chat and tell me about what's going on.
You could do a show on your own.
Yep, I can. Well, I can you do, yeah. Talk for England, yeah. Shall we talk about what's coming up on your show?
If you want to.
Go on then, I'll put a little bit of background music on, shall I?
All right, I can't hear you.
No, that's all right, yeah. I'll turn it down.
Never mind. Should I start now? Right, okay, so today is the day to go free, because apparently it's National No Socks Day. So it's your chance to let your feet fly free and your toes taste the tarmac. How about that? Yay! We've got talking about that, and we've got lots of birthdays to celebrate, celebrity birthdays today. We've got a song for Daphne. I'll be celebrating the return for the final time of Gavin and Stacey. And what else have we got here? Oh, loads of stuff. There's so much. Oh, yeah. The world's oldest pothole.
Sorry? I thought you said pop star.
Pothole.
Oh, pothole. Oh,
pothole.
Wow.
Pothole, yeah.
Oh, what? Is it in this country?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. Let's not say any more.
All that and more. Loads of good music and me talking rubbish as usual.
That'll be a fantastic show.
Thank you, darling.
Luckily, outside, the pothole we had outside the studio was so large, if I'd have stepped on it, I'd have disappeared. That was literally like break your leg time out there, but it has been filled in now.
Good.
I did see a little hand sticking out, so I don't know who, whether it could be a presenter's trapped in there.
There's a roundabout in Basildon that is absolutely awful. It's full of, like, ruts, and if you get your wheel in it, you've got no choice where you're going. You end up following the rut. Come on, Essex County Council, what are you doing?
Well, I think, really, you should be able to sue people if you... Because I've got a mini, I've done it loads, where you go bang, and you're like going, oh, no, because you don't see it till the last minute, or you just miss it, you know. Just miss it.
You can sue the Essex County Council in Essex.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, if you provide all the evidence and everything, but people don't bother.
No.
So it's cheaper for them just not to repair the potholes.
Anyway, should we play some more music?
I think you should.
I'm going to play this by The Music of Sound. It's composed by Neil March. Piano is by Namir. I think that is. No, Florrie. Is it Florrie? Florrie Namir, who's got on vocals as well. And then you've got flute with Elena Trent and Neil on synth programming. So here it is, The Music of Sound.
lost you, but if you try to win it all, you lose. Cause I don't want to pick and choose, but if I had to pick a side, it's you. There's a lie, I won't cry. But if you've made the price, then why should I be the cause? I can't say.
Just stop your crying, it'll be alright.
just received some gorgeous biscuits from Andy. Thank you, Andy. Poor old, it's always Rob Harvey going, what are we, have you got biscuits in the studio? I mean, like, but you only come in on a Tuesday. If you do the one show a week, you're not going to see the biscuits, but we might take some pictures to show Rob Harvey and Ben Simmons what they've missed. Just coming out to 12:41 on Phoenix FM. Yeah, that's in the background. You can hear Harry Styles with Sign of the Times. Now, Brentwood Food Bank are looking for donations. And how can you donate to Brentwood Food Bank when you've actually got your items? So let's have a quick run through. Open on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. You can drop items at the Doddinghurst Road Community Church on Doddinghurst Road. Also open on Fridays between 10 and 1. Brentwood Baptist Church on Kings Road as well. So you can drop food off there. And what they're looking for with regards to items are tinned goods. So whether it's like a beef casserole, vegetable soups, fruit in a tin, tuna, meatball, spaghetti, custard, those types of things that are not perishable in a tin. Other things like biscuits, coffee, jars of pasta sauce, bags of rice and sugar. Also toiletries as well. Don't forget, if you're trying to feed your family, buying things like bleach or washing up liquid, toiletries, baby wipes, shower gel, deodorants, toothpaste, sanitary towels are all on top of the, it's all on top of everything else. So they're looking for those items. So if you're doing your weekly shop and you maybe put in like a tin or two and you build it up over a couple of weeks and you want to drop it off, they would be really happy. It helps so many families in the Brentwood area. They do an absolutely fantastic job. That's the Brentwood Food Bank. And you can find all the details on our websites, all the W's, phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Quick look at the traffic and the travel for you. Brook Street roundabout is looking absolutely fine. Heading down towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run. A little bit busy coming back through the tunnel. A1023, busy around Wilson's Corner as always, and busy around Shenfield Station. You've got temporary traffic signals on Long Ridings Avenue, Woodland Avenue, and also on Byron Road around Kingsley Road. I'm caught up in the middle. Here are the Sugar Babes in the middle. I'm falling just a little tonight. Cause everybody's making trouble. Someone's burst their bubble. But we'll be getting by alright. I'm caught up in the middle. Jumping through the riddle. I'm falling just a little tonight. Cause everybody's making trouble. Someone's burst their bubble. But we'll be getting by. Sooner or later, this drunken elevator is gonna stop where I'm supposed to be. It's 11:10, I'm halfway out to heaven, but I'm stuck in reality. Life's kinda funny, not in there for the money, but I know that I've got to pay. Love's gonna get you, but only when I let you, and I don't wanna turn away. The toys that the girls want the boys to be. And why can't the girls see the world that the boys want the girls to see? Yeah. I'm caught up in the middle, jumping through the riddle. I'm falling just a little tonight. Cause everybody's making trouble. Someone's messed their bubble. But we'll be getting by alright. Midnight is on the low. No phones, no signal flow. We're speaking all in code to get to the place we know. Sweat running down my back. I'm wearing leather black. Falling into a trap. There is no turning back. I got my ladies with me. Fellas get so damn freaky. But we gotta keep them tame, cause we don't wanna play that game. Everybody from the block needs to break free tonight. It ain't no weak ass party. Buckle up, enjoy the ride. What you see and what you hear can never be exposed. Acting out of character is everything we know. I'm caught up in the middle, jumping through the riddle. I'm falling just a little tonight. Cause everybody's making trouble. Someone's burst their bubble. But we'll be getting by alright. I'm caught up in the middle, jumping through the riddle.
Cause my body's tired. It's freaky, but I'm ready for this bumpy ride. Everybody's tripping, it's all insane. But the voices in my head are saying it's okay. Trying to slow it down, I race against the rush. Gotta keep it cool to avoid the crash. Adrenaline is spinning and it's starting to show that I've moved it on, cause I've changed the flow. I'm caught up in the middle, jumping through the riddle. I'm falling just a little tonight, cause everybody's making trouble. Someone's burst their bubble, but we'll be getting by alright.
Phoenix FM.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Be part of Havering's biggest coffee morning by hosting your own work or personal tea party or coffee morning for St Francis Hospice on any day in May. Support your local charity in their 40th birthday year and help raise vital funds for local people in need. For more information, visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page or the St Francis Hospice website, sfh.org.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Amalfi. Blue skies, blue sea. It's a long way from Siberia. How did you get here?
Jump the barrier at Orly Airport. Took all the KGB boys by surprise. I think they thought that you would never dare. But you knew you had to take a risk. You broke the rules over and over again. A fiery talent with a reputation. A troublemaker among some of them.
Stop!
I've just come up with a new feature. That would be quite good. Do you not that think?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. You're on the wrong mic. There we go. Right, yeah. We've come up with a new feature, which is called Menopause Talk with Michelle. And then I say, my hair's falling out. And then there's nothing else after it. No solution to the problem. It's just what I say. But you just said my hair does look a bit crispy, doesn't it?
I said it looks a bit dry, but I like your hair. It's kind of your trademark.
But it's always the same. Whenever I have my hair blow dries beautifully, and it will look wonderful. Mm. And then if I leave it, this is what it looks. But it always goes back to this same style of being fluffy, and I look like I was in Bon Jovi at some stage.
Yeah,
exactly. Mm. And you look better, because I always thought Bob was bald. For years I've known Bob, and obviously I thought, hey, he's bald, he's got no hair. Not that I worried about it. I wouldn't go home writing a book about it.
No.
And then you came in one day, and I went, Bob, you've got hair. Because you used to shave your hair off completely.
That's right, because it was when it started going grey, because it didn't notice so much with just very, very short hair.
Mm.
But I thought, in the end, no, let's grey. I'm old, I'm grey, so what?
Yeah.
You know.
So. But it makes you look younger, because most men lose their hair.
Mm.
And, you know, having hair. I met somebody yesterday who's going to be coming on the show, and he does dye his hair because he does a tribute act.
Right.
But he said about how old he was. I said, my God. And I said, it's because you've got hair.
Yeah.
Because you don't look older when you've got a lot of hair with guys, I don't think.
You.
You're welcome. I'm not too keen on men dyeing their hair. I always think it looks, unless you're doing a show, but it always looks very, you can tell when it looks unnatural.
It needs to be subtle if you can do it, I think,
Not jet black, otherwise you just look like you've been dug up.
No, I remember one gentleman who was probably about 75 at the club I used to work at. Jet black hair just didn't look right.
No.
You know, looked like a cartoon character, really.
Yeah, and it's all, because the thing is, it's all block. If you go to the hairdressers, they'll do it because they'll put some, you know, multitude of colours. That's what you want in your hair. But a block colour looks like somebody's got a black felt tip pen and coloured your head in. Sorry. I don't like it anyway. I think it looks horrible. It makes somebody, and also if you dye your eyebrows the same colour.
Oh.
That's not.
That sounds very dodgy.
That's, doesn't it?
Yeah, my main battle is with stray hairs, you know, growing out of places that they shouldn't grow out of. I keep up with them sometimes, but someone took a photo of me about 2 years ago, and it was like a forest coming out of my ear, because the sun was behind me.
Oh,
know?
No.
And I thought, ah!
Well, I was going out once a year ago, and my old friend said to me, what's that on your nose? He went, that's a hair. And there was literally, it's obviously still there. I can't see it, but I do get hairs on my face occasionally. But it was like, there was an inch of it sticking out my nose. I was like, how have I not seen this? And then I thought, oh my God, I'm going to have to start shaving. So I used one of those things.
Yeah.
And luckily, it's not come back. But it was super long, just the one hair.
I think they appear overnight. I don't think they grow. They just sort of go boing.
Yeah. If you're young out there, you're going, duffers. Yeah. But you wait.
You wait.
You wait, and it's all going to be on your Facebook pages because you like to film yourself, so you'll see your deterioration. Me and Bob are so old, our pictures from childhood are in black and white,
right.
But if you're young, you'll see it in full HD. There we go. Should I go now?
It's
nearly time for me to go. I suppose I should play your wonderful...
I think you should.
Jingle.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, let me get... Not Patrick Sherring, there we go. It's Bob Simpson.
Hi, I'm Bob Simpson, and I hope you can spend some time in my company every Wednesday from 1 to 3pm, when I'll be in the chair here at Phoenix FM for 1-2-3. I'll be keeping you up to date with all the goings-on in Brentwood and Billericay, playing the best music in town, talking to local people, and hopefully having a few laughs. Phoenix FM, true local radio for local people. See you Wednesday.
That's Bob coming up next, and in Bon Jovi style, because that's my hairstyle. Here they are. This is Legendary, and the legendary Bob Simpson is up next.
Just get by. legendary. I know this town like the back of my hand. Every crack in the sidewalk tells me who I am. Living in love is the law of the land. These are our dreams, that's where we stand. Legendary. Who are you and who am I to think that we could ever fly?
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.